The Yep, She Said It podcast is an opportunity to learn, apply, and reflect on different life experiences through the lens of a Black woman. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm super excited about this episode, even though I'm excited about every episode. This is something different in regards to what I'm learning. So I've been doing some research on the brain. I'm not going to go too deep because that's not my profession. But what I'm finding is the power of the brain, the power of memory, the power of different parts of our brain, which is so, so exciting. And the reason I'm digging into the brain is because I have these presentations that I've already booked or that I'm claiming for 2023. And what I'm finding is how I connect to it, right? And it's exciting because doing this research allows me to recognize my own experiences, which is great because I can then acknowledge my bias and separate that from, the research. And that is important to me because I learned that through my research process with my dissertation. And so what I wanted to share with you all today is your journey of memory, of experiences, and how that potentially impacts how you think, how you feel, and how you respond to certain situations in your life. And so what I mean by that is what I'm going to describe as features, as attributes. You can even call them triggers, right? That all are affiliated with good or bad situations, whether that's trauma, whether that's happiness and areas that you celebrated. But what you have to understand is that what I always tell people is that everyone is who they are for a reason. I think that's something that my grandfather told me a long time ago. And it's so true. And what we have to understand is that when we were younger, if you did not have an environment, or if you did have an environment that respected you as a child, that immediately positively impacted or diminished the value you have of yourself. Now, that is something, a part of it that I received from a book that I'm currently reading, which is called What Happened to You? And it's Oprah, and the other gentleman's name is leaving my mind, but it's called What Happened to You? And it's a phenomenal read. And so what you have to understand is that a lot of that impacts how you now move throughout the world. And so I realized that for me, control, manipulation, people who are not honest. I wanted to say liar, but I wasn't allowed to say that. People that didn't keep their promises. And what I considered or what I heard was not deserving. And so those are very, very heavy, heavy words and heavy characteristics. Now, my question for you is, have you done the work? Have you been honest with yourself to say that I want to make a change, that I want to make a commitment to myself to be the best self, to be what I'm going to call my God self? And I'm not talking how people say, oh, we're all gods. I'm not speaking of that because that's a whole nother conversation. I'm just simply speaking of who you're supposed to be. Are you willing to open up? Are you willing to just lay flat and go from your head to your toes and do the work? Because all of us see the world differently. All of us think of experiences differently. One thing that I always say is that you can sit at the table with friends, with family, with classmates, with teammates, and talk about a situation. And sometimes we all have a different view or a different perspective of what actually took place. And that's okay. But what I want you to do is to make sure that you are doing that through a clear lens and not a damaged lens, not a blurry lens, not a lens that you haven't gone to Target and checked on your prescription in 5 years. And I only say Target because that's where I go. And it's great, by the way. Because a altered perspective is going to allow you to move throughout life in a way that minimizes your opportunity of happiness, of success, of friendships, of relationships. Because sometimes we are going to handle situations in the way that we wished or that we wanted to handle them in the past. And sometimes we don't realize it. Now, personally, I don't believe in New Year's resolution. Is it New Year? Yeah, New Year resolutions. I'm trying to have everything together on here. But I do believe in having a commitment and developing good and positive habits. But you don't have to wait to 2023 to start that. You can do it today. You can do it right now. You can do it later this afternoon. But why not start? Why not make the change so you can discover your happiness? And the phrase that I've been using is rediscover my joy. Because you deserve it. So start today. Start journaling. Start meditating. Get a therapist. Start exercising. And a lot of this I've done for myself. And the breakthroughs have been mind-blowing, debilitating at times, scary at times, but fulfilling every time. So take a moment and figure out what you can commit to right now and make that change. Friends, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions, any speaking engagements that you may have, if you want to hear me discuss certain topics, feel free to email me, which is available in the episode description, bfcateam@gmail.com. You can also visit my website, which is www.marlenehomes.com. That's all I have, guys. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I know it's brief, but I believe that it's powerful and that it's going to help people in many ways. So thank you for another journey. Thank you for respecting that, you know, I took a break last week, but hey, we're here. And whenever something is laid on my heart to share, that is exactly what you all will get. And I hope that you walk away from this episode saying, yup, she said it.